KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The initial round of indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran apparently only lasted about 1 hour. The discussions about Tehran's nuclear program took place in the Omani capital, with Oman's foreign minister acting as a mediator between the two sides. Deputy chief of Russian military intelligence has been shot and wounded. It happened in Moscow. The U.S. has hit another alleged drug-running boat in the eastern Pacific. U.S. Southern Command says two people, alleged narco-terrorists, were killed. Day six of the search for Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie, kidnapped from her Arizona home last weekend. Some DNA test results are in.
Blood on the porch, that was one we did. It came back to Nancy. That's what we know. But there's still more items that have been submitted. We just haven't got them back yet.
The Pima County Sheriff, a ransom note contained one deadline that's already passed, with another deadline on Monday. The Guthrie family has issued another online plea for contact with the kidnapper. This time, Nancy's son, Cameron, posted a video. The Los Angeles grocery store was busy when all of a sudden a car slammed into the bakery section.
There were multiple patrons that were inside their seating and table areas. We had, a total of 9 patients here. And tragically, 3 of those individuals were beyond any medical help. Despite our best intentions and our best efforts, they were determined dead on scene.
L.A. Fire Captain Eric Scott says 92-year-old motorist hit and injured a cyclist traveling about a block before driving into the store. In addition to the 3 fatalities, 6 people injured. Driver said to be cooperating with police investigating what appears to have been a tragic accident. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. This is SRN News. Missionaries are descending on the Winter Olympics.
The games in Milan and Cortina, Italy, will run for the next 2 weeks, and several Christian ministries will be on the ground seeking to spread the gospel amongst the 3,000 athletes and the 2 million spectators. The International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention will be handing out gospel tracts and copies of the Bible in Italian. Similar evangelistic efforts are planned for this summer's World Cup here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 17-year-old boy has been arraigned in New York on charges he sent threatening emails to other students vowing to kill all Jews at the Renaissance Charter School in Queens. The email reportedly said that at 2 p.m. we will rise up and kill all the Jews in this school and the city. And Mazig of the Tel Aviv Institute warns that when hatred reaches students this young, anti-Semitism is not just alive, it is thriving and spreading to younger generations like a disease. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors say a Houston doctor has been indicted on charges of falsifying the medical records of 5 patients.
Authorities say the alleged action made the patients ineligible to receive a liver transplant. Dr. John Stevenson Vinen Jr., indicted by a grand jury in Houston on 5 counts of false statements relating to health care matters. Officials announced the indictment Thursday, shortly before Vinen made his initial court appearance in Houston federal court. His attorney says everything the doctor did was lawful. Of the 5 patients, 3 died. 2 others were able to get liver transplants at different hospitals. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has launched Trump RX. It's a website, he says, will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate. To quote the president, "You're going to save a fortune." More details, SRNNews.com.